live from the Quad Cities with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel. This is Quad Cities Live.
If you are looking to keep up on everything happening in the Quad Cities, look no further than two podcasts that we're going to be telling you about today on Quad Cities Live.
And with a meat smoker and a passion for barbecue, the popular Hen House food truck and catering business was born. We'll meet the couple who started it all.
And who doesn't love a good karaoke night? How about a karaoke summer? A Quad Cities karaoke championship event, qualifying event, will soon be in a bar or restaurant near you. And we do have the details and all you need to know coming up.
You are watching Quad Cities Live. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Morgan Otier.
And I'm Kyle Keel. Well, it's finally spring and it's feeling like spring. So
it feels great outside.
That means that it's really a perfect time for some spring cleaning.
Yes, and if you bring your unused or unwanted items to the QC Paws yard sale, proceeds benefit the shelter. Sam Wiley is here from Rock Island County Animal Care and Control. Sam, welcome back.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, yes. We have to talk about this sweet little furry friend that you brought with you today. And you, she's like a brand new little baby. Just got her name.
Yep, she did. Her name is Franny, and she's eight weeks old.
She's 8 weeks old. She is so, so adorable.
Yes.
She has the prettiest little face and eyes and coat. We love her. So it is kitten season. As you were telling us before we started the show, you have quite a few little ones.
We do. She has two other siblings in her litter. We have kittens coming in every day.
Yeah.
So we have great foster moms out there. We're always looking for some more, or dads. But we're always looking for more fosters.
Yeah.
People are ever interested.
How do they reach out or contact you, or do they need to fill out an application or anything like that to be a foster?
If they just call the shelter, we'll tell them what they need to do and get all their information from them.
Okay, you are so sweet.
Yes,
little
you are.
Franny.
You like that little microphone too. Cute little kitty.
Well, you guys are having your annual yard sale. It is back for another year. What, this is the third year?
Third year of it, yeah.
Okay, so it's coming up pretty soon.
Yeah.
Tell us all about it, why you guys decided to hold an event like this.
So everyone's looking to get rid of, you know, items in their house, mm-hmm. and we're there to take them for them. It's household items. We're not taking clothes this year. In years past, we have. Mm-hmm. It's just too much. It's overwhelming. But we're doing the yard sale on May 11th. So
perfect.
It will be, I believe it starts at like 10 in the morning. So.
And so we do have a few items that are needed for donations. So if people want to donate, can they bring these donations for that yard sale?
They do. On Thursday and Friday from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock is our drop off for the garage sale.
Awesome. Okay, so I understand the whole no clothes thing, right? Because that's like the first thing people think about when they think of spring cleaning.
Yeah.
They're like, mm-hmm. I'm just going to clean out my closets. This is the perfect opportunity. And I'm glad you're here this week and not next week, so that people can spend this coming weekend really combing through everything that they have in their home. So we just had a list up on the screen, furniture included in that.
Yes.
So what else can people kind of be like keeping an eye out for in their homes now that you're here on the show that they can maybe consider donating?
Anything household-wise.
Okay.
Pitchers. We had people donate washer and dryers.
Wow.
People love it. Everybody loves a great deal.
Yeah, and I mean, we all have the pile that's just kind of accumulating in our basement of stuff like, hey, we're going to sell or we're going to donate, and now might be the time to clean that out. I need to go through my pile that I have in my
I'll
basement
be waiting.
As well. So, again, that's next Thursday and Friday that people can bring
next
those donations.
And
then, of course, May 11th is going to be that annual yard sale for the third year. So we've got an adoptable pet right here. We've got Franny, but we also have a nice little update from last time you were here.
Yes.
We had a little kitty here, right?
We had a kitten here, and the kitten was, it was walking in the door, and people were wanting to see it. And then she did get adopted 3 days after.
We're so happy.
There she is.
When we had her on the show, we called her Tappy, which I absolutely love. Her name was, we think it was actually Tippy.
It was.
You know what? Whoever adopted her
Tippy,
can really
Tappy.
Call whatever
they
want to. She was a kitten. But we're so happy to hear that, because one thing we kind of decided, you know, we have these folks on for our, you know, adoptable four-legged friends, and we are curious about whether or not when they come on the show, if you know, people get to see them and fall in love with them on TV and then decide to adopt, which right. is ultimately what we want.
Exactly.
So that is the absolute perfect update. Right. Before we let you go, though, with the yard sale that is coming up on May 11th, tell us a little bit about where those donations go as far as not the furniture itself, but the money that you guys right. bring in from the yard sale. Just kind of describe for folks some of the really important initiatives that money goes toward.
Yes, it is our angel fund. Okay. That's one of our big ticket items.
Okay.
So let's say Franny here got a cold or sick.
Oh, yeah.
We would be able to buy meds that we might not otherwise be able to buy.
She wants to crawl.
Now she's climbing.
Yeah. She's climbing.
It helps pay for programs, any program that we do, low cost adoptions, low cost spay and neuters, all sorts of things. Okay. It helps us help the animals of the community.
And especially, like you mentioned, it's kitten season, so I mean, you're going to see an inundation
flooded.
Of kittens coming in over the next
right.
couple of months.
And the milk replacement is expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
The supplies that we give to the foster parents
is
expensive.
It's just a lot of things that I don't think people
yeah.
realize.
Right.
You know, medications and all of that stuff just to keep these guys healthy and well-fed and everything
yeah.
until they get adopted.
I mean, if you're a pet owner for just one animal, I mean, it's
you know.
Very costly
yes.
in and of itself. But then when you have, you know, maybe dozens or hundreds.
We're sitting on probably about 250 cats right now.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow,
so.
Wow.
Let's we have lots.
Let's get Franny and some of the other cats adopted, that's for sure. Well, the yard sale that we've been talking about is Saturday, May 11th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Rock Island, at the Rock Island County Animal Care and Control in Moline. If you have any donations, you can drop those off next Thursday and Friday. That's May 9th and 10th from 4 to 6 p.m. or on that Saturday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Sam, thank you for coming in. And thanks
for
showing off
us.
Franny.
I know.
Hi, Franny. We're going to get you adopted.
See you, sweet
girl. Be excited to tell you next time.
3 hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that update.
All right, coming up next, QC That's Where. We'll sit down with Visit Quad Cities and learn more about the podcast that highlights the people and places that make our area so special and unique.
QC, that's where we work best when we're together. QC That's Where is brought to you by a partnership with the Quad Cities Chamber and Visit Quad Cities.
Sharing the untold stories of the Quad Cities, QC That's Where is a podcast produced by Visit Quad Cities. Katrina Kuning is the host, at least one of the hosts of the podcast, and she is joining us now. Katrina, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, it has been so fun to
Thank you. It's a lot of fun to put together.
Yes, you guys have dozens of episodes already under your belt. I couldn't believe it. I clicked a tab down and I'm like, whoop, there's like tons
yeah.
and tons more. Lots of different guests.
Us with their restaurant reviews, and that was a really fun one. Yeah. We did an episode with Joe Marino and Phil Young, kind of some prominent people in the running
They're
community.
Funny. Yeah.
Very funny, and they build off of each other and really gave some nice insight into, you know, just what they do, what moves them to yeah. wanna work on community leadership and, yeah. and things that they're happening in the community. So it's just been a lot of fun.
Yeah, those are all great guests. I love that you guys interviewed Dave and Laura Kilmer
yes.
because I think anybody that's in that Quad Cities Food Facebook page knows exactly who
yeah.
they are, and they are all over giving great reviews of area, like local establishments
yeah.
and stuff. So that's fantastic. I'm gonna have to listen to that one. Okay, so what do you enjoy most, Katrina, about the podcast medium? I guess both as a host, but as a listener of podcasts.
I really like the conversation. You can kind of just get in on a conversation that's not been terribly edited.
Yes.
You know, you get the real deal. At least that's how we do our podcast. There's very little editing. You know, if there's like a pregnant pause or, mm-hmm. you know, something that we decided isn't relevant, sure, we'll cut it out. But it's really just bare bones. You're hearing us talk from front to end
yeah.
and that's it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's, it's like even when you're just listening to a podcast, you know, I listen to a variety of them, and whether they're in the car or going for a walk, you just kind of feel like you have a seat at the table
yeah.
or at the conversation. And it is really a special medium when you compare it to different ones. We want to take a quick listen to one of your recent podcasts. I think this one is an episode with Junior Theater.
Yep.
Okay, let's listen to that.
We need to be ready to tell this story because we can't just sit on our hands and be like, oh, really? You're going to get rid of, you're going to cancel our program? Well, blah, blah, blah. Like, we need to be a proactive
yes.
player in our own future. And so that's been fun.
I see a Rent style musical out of the
You're talking about that.
Yes.
Like, can we do like a rent video with the kids? It's like, you know, 2,256,300 minutes.
Yes.
That might be coming because I think that that would be fun.
Oh, I just love it.
Yeah.
You guys clearly have a really good time. And we do. So we have the best folks because I know some of the people that you have brought on the podcast, we've had here on QCL. Yeah. We know them. We love them. And they're great people in the community. What do you ultimately hope listeners take away from this podcast?
So Visit Quad Cities, you know, we push our brand through the podcast. We are all about people, partnerships, and personalities. We partner with people in the community. We bring them on to, you know, kind of build each other up and learn about each other. The personalities are unmatched here in this community.
They are.
As you just heard, Daniel Sheridan and Junior Theater. I mean, it's just, it helps people understand what people are going through or what opportunities they may have to do something new.
Yeah.
It's just about spreading the word of the braggability that the Quad Cities really has, that factor.
Yeah.
And we just want more people to know and come and hang out with
us. Yeah, it's truly about community pride.
Yes.
And you guys really showcase a lot of what we can be proud of. Okay, so we want to tell people where they can listen to the podcast, the QC That's Where podcast, and you can listen to that anywhere that you will download your podcast. Just search for QC That's Where. Katrina, thank you so much for stopping by today. We appreciate it. We'll see you again soon.
Yes.
And speaking of podcasts, we actually have a big announcement on QCL today. You can now listen to our show wherever you are. We have started a podcast. As soon as our show is over, it will be available anywhere you find podcasts, Apple, Google, Spotify, you name it. Now, if you can't join us live here at 3 every day, you can join the fun in the car, cleaning the house. We've already got the last month of shows up for you to listen to, so just search Quad Cities Live to subscribe and listen to us. All right, coming up, from hobby to hen house, we'll introduce you to the couple behind Hen House Barbecue, ready to provide the experience you want at your special event.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
A radio contest prize turned into a full-time business for the Iowa couple we are about to talk to.
Yeah, sounds like a good way to start. Well, Phil and Johanna Henenfend from Hen House Barbecue out of Altoona, Illinois are here. And you brought some amazing food, but also an amazing story. So, Phil, let's talk about this radio contest you won. So, I mean, this all started as a hobby, the whole barbecuing thing. It started as a hobby about, 10 years ago?
2012.
Oh, 2012, okay.
Yep, so 2012. Won a smoker on the local radio station with a recipe contest.
Wow.
And I'm a farm boy at heart.
Yeah.
You know, we grilled. We didn't really have time to smoke anything.
Sure.
And I enjoyed it, and we kind of got started as a hobby, and here we are now.
So you got to tell us what recipe won you that smoker.
It was a stuffed pork loin recipe.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That sounds delicious.
That actually sounds great.
Yes.
Yeah. So for people who aren't big on this, talk about a smoker. This is a slow cooked type of situation.
Yeah. For the most part, it's a slow cook.
Okay.
Anywhere briskets up to 14, 15 hours. You know, pulled pork's around 10.
Okay.
Chicken's a little less. That's about your shortest time.
Okay. Well, you guys, we were talking about it before we got started. You guys both had full-time jobs before. Johanna, you were a nurse. So you kind of ended up creating this. When did you decide to kind of come on board and join him?
So we started when I went into nursing school.
Okay.
I was taking a step back from my current job. At that point in time, I was with a medical office at that point and took a step back to go to nursing school. We knew I would be cutting back on hours. We said, hey, let's make some extra money on the side, help fill in the gaps. And so I continued through nursing school helping him.
Oh, wow.
And then kind of had to take a step back once I got my full-time nursing job. So it was a little crazy.
I can only imagine.
So you're kind of known for your sauce. Is this kind of what started it all for you all? This was about 2015, is that when you created the sauce?
Yeah, 2015 is when the sauce came out. Yep.
All right.
Sweet barbecue sauce. So this is kind of what kicked things off for you?
It did. We actually have a bold recipe as well.
Okay.
That will be available soon. So, we kind of got started in the rib contest doing those.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That's kind of how we got the name started. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, you need to put the sauce in stores.
Yeah.
So we did.
You did, just
and
like
it took
that.
Off.
And it took off.
And it took off.
And now it's a a small part of our catering company.
Okay. Really. Well, you guys brought some stuff for us to try today.
We did.
Talk about what I see: mac and cheese. I see bacon. So
yes.
Tell us what you made.
All award winning. We have our pulled brisket here and our pulled pork as well, along with those. Our pork loin is a little different.
Okay.
So your typical go-to is like a pork butt.
Okay.
Ours is actually pork loin. A little higher quality cut. It's quite a process to make it work, but we figured it out and can do it.
Okay.
So I tell you what, it smells delicious.
I'm going to try it mostly because I want to try the sauce.
Yeah, that sauce has got me intrigued as well.
Sauce is in stores as well.
It is. Okay.
some Galesburg stores, and we're always looking to add to that list.
Damn. I don't want to pour it everywhere because Kyle and I are probably going to share it. So.
So you all are based in Altona, Illinois, but you're kind of focusing on catering, and I mean you'll cater up here in the Quad Cities as well.
Oh yeah. Yep. We'll cater up to 2 hours away.
Okay. Awesome.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Really.
Yep.
Wow to the food, but wow, 2 hours away.
get a wow. As
yeah,
well.
That's really good.
Oh, okay. Food trailer, we'll take that up to about an hour away or so.
Yeah, talk about the food truck. So was that something that you guys did right off the bat, was a food
no.
truck? Because those are so big right now and so popular.
So when I was still working full-time, the catering side was just, it was enough with everything else because I was still working 60 hours a week.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So when I went full-time in 2017, I'm like, we need to, our weekends are full. We need to fill the time during the week.
Yeah.
So we built our own food truck and...
Look at you.
And now we're on our second one, so.
What do you love so much about creating this business, catering to folks with their special events, or even just serving people from the food truck? I guess, what gets that passion going?
So, for me, I just like to see the excitement as people eat the food. And to me, I'm just a normal guy. I'm nothing special. But to see people get excited and just tell us everywhere we go just how great the food is. It excites me.
That's got to be really cool.
Yeah.
And the catering side of it too, Johanna, you guys will do small events, but you guys have done and will do giant weddings and big occasions.
Yes.
That's got to be different.
It's definitely trying to figure out the scheduling as a process.
Yeah.
He's gotten really good. I've kind of just come back into the scheme of things here in the last couple years.
Yeah.
We try and work well together. Our attitudes about things are a little different in how things get done.
Yeah.
But I think that's what makes it work so well.
Yeah.
But we've done weddings of up to 500 people.
Wow.
We've fed workforces at different buildings of up to 1,100 people. So
that's incredible.
It takes some planning.
Wow.
Yeah. So obviously you have a lot of great items on the menu, such as your award-winning mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah,
so
that's right.
What else do we got? I see we have some candied bacon
here. Candied bacon.
I got to take a piece of
this. This is a really popular dish, the bacon.
It is.
Yes.
It is. Yeah.
Yes. What's it called again?
Just candied bacon.
Candied bacon.
It's like a sweet bacon. How you guys have it all twisted. Yeah.
Yep.
Very sweet and savory. It's delicious. What about that mac and cheese? Is that good?
It's amazing.
That's our five.
And I'm like a mac and cheese lover.
I'm a newbie mac and cheese lover. I used to not care for it.
Well, once you have kids and they eat it every day.
Yeah, you're like, oh, you know what? I'm going to just try to
You start to get
my
your
palate.
Favorites. You guys also will do take and bake meals as well. So how does that process work? People can just put in an order?
Yep, they can just put it in order and we'll prepare it for them.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of those pickup meals started during COVID when we couldn't feed our large crowds of people.
Good idea.
So we had to figure out a way to pivot and move around and still pay the bills.
Yes.
And the community just showered us with support and really showed up and put in their orders, and it was wonderful. So,
yeah.
We want to hear about cooking with Phil. What's that all about? Let's hear about it.
It's been a couple years since we've done it.
Okay.
It is just a day of spending with me and learning different tips and tricks on smoking meat, making your own barbecue.
Oh, so you can you teach people how to do this for themselves.
So they'll start with a brisket and say, here's how I trim it, here's what it looks like, here's the seasonings we use, this is what we do.
Try to replicate it because, this what we have in front of us is delicious. I mean, did you guys see this? Where your career was going, did you see this ever happening?
No.
I mean, it seems like you guys, this has become a passion.
Yeah.
We had our best year ever last year, actually.
Good for you.
And we are going to blow it out of the water this year.
Yeah, I bet.
I'd love to hear that.
That is great. Yeah. So talk a little bit about where people can find you, where they can find information about maybe the meals that they can take home with them or if they want you guys to cater for them. Where do they do all that?
Best place would be on our website.
Okay.
Henhousebarbecue.com. There's a food truck page to look at a calendar to see where the food truck will be.
Oh, good.
And then there's a catering form that you can fill out. and send all your information right to me.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, you've got that information on your screen. They are located at 521 Walnut Street in Altona, Illinois. You can call them. You can email them. They also have their website, henhousebarbecue.com. And, of course, you can find them on Facebook.
Yeah, you guys do a
Hen
great
House
job
Barbecue.
With the Facebook
Thanks.
Page.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to try and read this with a mouthful of bacon.
Yeah, let's do it.
Much more to come in our next half hour of QCL, including a visit from orthopedic specialists for details on their complete athletic care program. And later, pick your favorite song and check your pitch. It's time for the Quad Cities Karaoke Championship, how participants are putting it all out there for the chance at a cash prize and bragging rights.
You nailed it.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Well, it's hard to achieve your athletic goals when you have any physical pain holding you back. But the folks at Orthopedic Specialists and Plaza Physical Therapy in Davenport, they can help with that. Dr. Kristen Darmafal and Matt Rokes are joining me this afternoon. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yes, really excited to start talking with you. Lots to go over today. But first, Kristen, talk a little bit about the different services that are specifically offered at Orthopedic Specialists.
So at Orthopedic Specialists, we have a wide variety of providers or surgeons who treat the different musculoskeletal conditions from your hand, hip, shoulder, knee, foot, and ankle.
Okay.
And so we're able to kind of service all of those injuries. We can work them up, whether it's non-operative care versus surgical intervention. We are able to provide patients with all the options.
Okay. So orthopedic specialists, is this, you know, more so like someone is going to be referred after having like a pretty serious injury, because you guys are more on the surgical side of things?
So that's our primary role, but truthfully, probably about 70% of the patients that we, and injuries that we take care of, are non-operative.
Wow, okay.
And you don't, certain insurances may require a referral, but a lot of times you can call the office and make an appointment without a direct referral from your physician.
That's fabulous. Okay, so Matt, how does that kind of differ a little bit from what's offered at Plaza Physical Therapy, which is, by the way, in the same building as Orthopedic Specialists?
Yes.
Very close.
Yeah, sometimes it gets a little confusing, but the nice thing about us is that we see people that are having surgery or people that don't have surgery, but the nice thing about that is we can work really closely with the doctors.
Yeah.
So we have that good communication. We can see each other's notes. We can make sure that the communication is very smooth from one section to the other.
Yeah, that's super helpful, because I do feel like when you're just trying to like nail down what's wrong, what's happening, that is necessary. It's kind of a more holistic approach in a way to somebody's pain and things like that. So at Plaza, you guys have on your website, you deal with people with back pain. You do hand therapy, at vertigo treatment. So talk a little bit about that for people that suffer, because that's not something you would typically think of when you think of a physical pain, but it very much can be helped.
Yeah, so vertigo, there's a couple different causes with that. Sometimes it's something you can actually, there's an inner ear that actually goes along with that, and so that can cause you to feel like you're like almost on a boat or you're spinning.
Yeah.
And so there's some specific therapy techniques that we can do with that. Kevin Swanson is actually the therapist that actually sees most of those patients, but it's something that comes and goes, and something that you can get taught some specific things quickly.
Okay. As we mentioned, you guys really do collaborate a lot with your care, with each other. So injury evaluation, treatment with ortho specialists, and then rehab typically is going to be happening with you at physical therapy. Let's talk a little bit about your returning to sports athletic development program.
Yeah, so that came about 7 years ago. Actually, my business partner and I, we started that program even before I came to Plaza and Orthopedic Specialists.
Okay.
But there's a gap. So we have a patient that has tears or ACL specifically. They go see Dr. Darmafal. She does the surgery.
Okay.
We do the therapy. And after that, they have to go back to sports. Well, we know that most athletes, if they're not prepared correctly and they don't have enough strength, you know, one side compared to the other, they're actually more likely to get hurt again.
Mm-hmm.
So this program actually helps them prepare and be ready to go back to sports.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, even friends of mine who have, you know, torn an ACL or something like that, I think that they end up doing it again at least once or twice. And, you know, you could very much like relive that injury. So talk about the different ways that you guys work with these young athletes or older athletes to try and prevent that from happening again?
So we know that, especially for adolescent females who have the highest rate of ACL tears, that you can have up to a 15 to 20% chance of a re-tear or tearing your other ACL.
Wow.
And so through research, we found kind of the happy medium and the best way to safely return someone to sport, and it's through using different techniques for plyometric training, making sure that we have limb symmetry, where through Plaza we actually were able to bring in some testing equipment that we use at the Big Ten level, like Division I college, pro level, for making those assessments and seeing where we are to say, yes, you're safely ready to move on to the next phase where we can start some more of your sport-related activities. And the benefit of having the Complete Athlete Care Program is once you kind of run out of physical therapy visits, and you're kind of past the point of needing a higher level, ADP offers that, or the athlete development program.
Okay, wow.
And you know, the one thing is, especially from the PT side of it, and if you look at the world, the PTs that are, you know, throughout there testing athletes, 50% of them still don't test them. So the biggest thing that we always say is you need to test, otherwise you're guessing.
Yeah.
And so we don't allow that. So if you're gonna come through our program, you have to go these specific metrics. We test you about every, you know, 2 to 3, 4 weeks.
Okay.
And it shows you your progression all the way through, so that then there's no, at the end of it, you know exactly where you're at. We've you know, done the time-based stuff, we've done all the testing, and then we know that you're ready to return.
Well, and I think that's super important for the patient as well, just to kind of know that, like mentally, you know, you might be told that you are physically getting better, but I think once you go through an injury like that and you are on the sidelines for whatever your sport is, football, running, no matter what it is, there's kind of a fear of getting back out there. So I think when you kind of take people through that, they can see for themselves mentally, know that they're ready to get back out there. Yeah, fabulous. Okay, so let's get the information to everybody to contact either orthopedic specialists or Plaza. We've got their websites on the screen, addresses. Like I said, they are in the same building, just different suites, and the phone numbers are on your screen as well. We'll, of course, be sure to post these details on our TV6 News app. Just click the tab for Quad Cities Live. Kristen and Matt, thank you so much for coming in today and kind of just explaining and giving some insight into what you guys do.
Thanks
really appreciate it.
Us.
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
Well, next on Quad Cities Live, get ready to rock, where you can see some of the best karaoke singers in the QCA on the road to a championship title.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
It is time to brush up on your favorite tunes and practice your stage presence. The Quad Cities Karaoke Championship qualifying rounds are officially underway.
Yes, they are. And Chris Pierce is the co-founder of this very fun competition. Chris, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So you're a karaokeer yourself. You got this idea here a couple years ago. This is the second year for the Karaoke Championship.
That's correct, yeah.
So tell us where this idea kind of was born and how you got things started.
It's funny. Lynn Hunt, who owns the Edge Eatery and Drinkatorium.
Okay.
We were sitting down. You love the Edge, right? We all know the Edge, right? Dive bar.
Yeah, they just won their own contest.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we were just sitting down and talking about karaoke, and we were just writing it down on a napkin. I mean, and so then Lynn's all, well, I have a connection to Rhythm City. I said, well, I'll go get the bars. And we just, it just came to life.
Yeah.
And we found 9 bars outside of Quad Cities, a Quad Cities area.
Yeah.
And just wanted to test it, take it for a test drive. And it was actually really successful. Rhythm City loved it. We had people following it. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how it came to life.
It's kind of exploded in its second year because
it
said, you know, you guys were just starting out. You had the 9 bars, which is honestly great start for a karaoke competition. And now it is, how many bars are
49.
49?
Yeah.
Blows it out of the water.
I mean, I wanted 50-something, but 49,
yeah,
we'll
take
it. We'll take
I mean, compared to 9, that's great.
Yes, we quadrupled even more so. You know, it's really good. I mean, every time I go to a lot of the karaoke.
Yeah.
You know, I like karaoke, of course.
And
it's cool just to have people come up to you and say, hey, are you with the contest? Yes.
You're
signing up. I mean,
you're a recognizable face.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, you know, and we had some really good turnouts. I mean, we've seen about 150 people just show up to these bars.
Oh, wow.
You know, and just the support alone was great for the contestants.
That's great.
So kind of walk us through the process of people in this competition.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have several different rounds, but what's kind of the audition like?
How does it work?
So so we have a round of qualifiers.
Yeah.
And so this year, we're going to pick 2 winners from each bar.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll have a total of 98 contestants going through. Our first one's actually at the Shine Box this week in East Moline. And so two winners from there will move on to our playoff rounds. We have four playoff rounds that's hosted by Common Core. And we call them the Missy Lanning playoff rounds.
Okay. Yeah. That's awesome. Okay, so let's say I go to one of these qualifying rounds and they pick how many winners?
Two
winners.
Yes.
Okay, so let's say I'm not a winner in a qualifying round. Can I go and try again?
You sure can.
Oh, yeah, really? We did.
That was by design. So you can keep trying.
Awesome.
Yeah, 49. Well, if you don't get the first one, you got 48 more times. So.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Who judges the early rounds?
All the bars pick their own judges.
Okay.
So they're all in-house. We have scoring sheets. Everything's nice and fair. And we're also very transparent with the contest, too.
Okay.
So we don't use audience claps or.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's nice and fair by
that's
point.
Actually good.
Yes.
You know, because if you didn't know anybody or something, that would make you more nervous.
Right, yeah. And I've been to a karaoke contest like that where, you know, someone brings 50 people. And, you know, it's like, wait a minute, I thought I'd
be
better.
Yeah, I thought I blew that out of the water.
But the guy that sang Love Shack.
So what do people need to know when they're participating? Like, as far as when they sign up, do they get to pick their own songs?
Yeah, pick your own songs. It's good to check with the KG or the karaoke host that the songs are actually available.
Sure.
Okay. We do have a sign-up link on our page, so they can sign up ahead of time and we can check to see if the songs are available.
Okay.
More than likely, they are. The KJs that we have that are part of this are great. So, but all they have to do is sign up, show up at registration time.
Okay.
So the one on Thursday, registration time's at 6 p.m.
Okay.
So show up at 6 p.m., the contest starts at 7. And that's just a qualifier.
So just make sure that you're there on time, and you should have a few songs in mind.
Yeah, two songs you're going to sing, and then a third song just in case there's a tiebreaker.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah.
Tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so what's a good karaoke song?
I don't know, really? Morgan, you got a good one, right?
I'm serious. Like, I mean, you never really know. You want to appeal to...
You should ask me what's not a good karaoke song.
Okay, what's not a good karaoke
song? Don't sing American Pie. That's like a 12-minute song. I don't know how long. I've never timed it, but it takes really long.
Yeah.
But it distracts the judges, right? If you want the judges to concentrate on what you're singing and
how
your performance and everything else, don't sing a 12-minute song. Sing something that people know. Read your audience. Read the crowd. Yeah.
Yeah, don't necessarily, like, sing your favorite obscure song.
Yeah, you may think you sound like Taylor Swift, but...
Chances are you don't.
You don't want to go up against Taylor Swift, not this year.
Friends lie. When you say, well, my friends say, no, don't listen to your friends.
This is
here. Something that you know and feel comfortable
with.
Yeah.
So what are the semifinals and the finals like?
They're pretty cool. So what we're doing this year, the semifinals and the finals will be at Rhythm City.
Okay.
And we're going to have two rounds because we're going to have so many contestants, so we'll have two rounds of semis.
Okay.
And then October 4th will be our finals at Rhythm City.
Okay.
All of them are on Fridays, so the playoffs are on Fridays, starting in August. And the semis are on Fridays, and the finals are on Fridays as well.
Okay, well, that makes it easy for folks to, like,
to show,
working,
to go and after work, come down to Rhythm City, and Common Core's hosting our playoffs. Those are all on Fridays as well.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great space, great organization.
Oh, yeah.
Rhythm City is going to do the semifinals and the finals. Who are your judges for that?
We're still working on the judges. Common Core's working on the judges. Wait
a second.
You're doing this really big hint right now. So, would you like to be a judge at our finals?
I would.
Yes.
Chris, thank you.
That was not scripted.
Thank you so much for
our
considering
resident
me.
Karaoke.
We would love to have you. Yes, absolutely.
I would love to be there.
Yeah, that would be great.
I love karaoke.
We want to hear you sing too. Do it.
Yes, yeah, you have that.
Do it for the people.
Not right now.
No, not right now.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah. You got to do it at the finals. Yeah, when you're judging.
I don't
know.
I'm warm, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
And that's really just like a fun thing that really is going to take a lot of people through the summer and have something to look forward to.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah. To stay up to date on the karaoke competition or find out where the next qualifier will be, search Quad Cities Karaoke Championship LLC on Facebook. They've got it all there for you. Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. Yes. Fabulous event. Yes.
Now, before we hand it over to Sharon and the 4 o'clock news, we want to remind you that you can now take Quad Cities Live anywhere you go.
Yeah, that's right. QCL is now a podcast. So as soon as we get done with our show, we'll be available to listen to any place you find your podcasts, whether that's Apple, Google, Spotify, you name it, we are there.
Yes, and we know not everybody can join us live here at 3, so we want to make sure everybody knows about all the great people, places, and events across the Quad Cities. We've already got a month of shows up for you to listen to now.
Like, subscribe, and download today. Thanks so much for watching and listening to QCL today.
Your local news at 4 is up next.